Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go. All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit Golf fans. It is a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa.
I think it's happy.
And all those other holidays we may not know about. Hope everybody's having a great holiday season. Greg and I are back for a bonus episode. It is New Year's Eve. Any big plans tonight?
No. Putting the kids to bed. We will probably do the ball drop somewhere around 7-ish.
We started doing that. Obviously they're a little bit older now, but we did that as well. You just go on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And I remember year two, year three, they're like, I thought it was 2026, not 2025.
You got to make sure that you Google, you got to make sure you go to YouTube and get the toddler ball drop 2026.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a thing now. I think
you can find it anywhere.
Yeah. So I think when we were doing it, it was more like just got last year's and they're like, oh, why is the date? I don't know. We turned it off.
They ran out of light bulbs on the ball drop.
We don't have big plans. Going to go see, have dinner with Anthony. Friend of the show, Anthony. And then
we were trying to go, but we don't get a babysitter because, Laura's dad had his
surgery.
No, he goes in for treatments every week now.
Gotcha.
So he had to go down to MedStar to get a treatment. And we just, he's kind of weak after those treatments and we don't feel like bothering them. We asked him, but
bring him out here. I mean, I got a 14-year-old that would be glad to do it. If you really wanted to pull it off,
it'd be a pain at 9 p.m.
Coming home would be a rough one. We're going to go see him. And then that's about it. That's all we got going on. Courtney, the bet between the family is how long the wife lasts before she needs to take a rest. And so we don't think she'll make the ball drop this year. So it might be just me and the kids. No big deal. We'll figure that out as we go. But not much golf going on. Just checking in a little bit. Not much golf. It has been blistering cold here.
Last Tuesday it was like 60.
But it's not even a good 60. Like even on Monday it got out to like 55, 56, but the temperatures just dropped and the wind was just dropping and it wasn't even a good 50, 60 degrees. I did get out a couple handful of times. I texted you the other day. I did a red tee challenge with a little guy and shot under par actually for the first time in my whole life under 18 holes. It was a dogfight coming in with the winds. And it was a survival mode.
I can only imagine how some of those holes felt because it was windy as all get out here. So I can only imagine up there.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad. Little guy made it for all 18 holes. He played well. He ended up kind of playing like a little scramble of his own part on the back because he was shivering a little bit. And again, with the course on Monday being closed, we were walking, which actually wasn't bad because that probably kept us a little warmer than being in a cart.
Yeah.
Got out with Brian Fulkerson, friend of the show. One of the days he got a new putter. So we were out trying the lab out and he's rolling it just as good as he was with the two ball. So, I did lead the world in shanks on that. He even said I had probably had double digit shanks. Like,
good Lord.
Yeah, it was very, tried not to be frustrated, but by the time by 17 and I was still shanking, he's like, I don't even know what to tell you. But then I go out 2 days later and I didn't shank one ball. So I don't.
Well, did you take your change out and put it in your other pocket?
I did on the range. I tried that.
Did you turn your hat sideways?
A friend of the show told me many years ago, you put a ball under your right heel and you step on it and it's supposed to take it away. And I think I tried it one time and I shanked it and I just was like, this is going to be a long day. So, but again, it was windy and cold that day as well too. I think it was mid 40s and we had the cart cover on. He's a cart cover guy. So I jumped in there. And It was playable. It wasn't like just miserable.
Does he have the cup holder like propane heater?
No, my brother does. He has that, and it does work. When you put a car cover on,
if you put a car cover on, you got a little sauna in there.
Yeah, it is. It's almost too hot. But no, it was good. I mean, we've been out a little bit again, but other than that, not much golf, outside golf going on. I'll go over that in a couple minutes here. But yeah, I know you got out to one of the indoor simulators locally.
Yeah. So got a little practice session and played 9 holes at Bay Hill. I got myself in a little trouble just because like the swing felt good. So I started kind of X golf. At least I can kind of maneuver my angles on stuff. And I was trying to cut the corner over water a couple times that I probably shouldn't have. At the same time, like, it hit the ball pretty decently. I still X golf. I love you. But like, for some reason, I always have like just weird yardages with clubs there. Like, I mean, one shot, I think I was 185 out from like a rough that was taking 10% off of it. And I was like, all right, I'll just hit a 6 iron and get it up there. And
give you a flyer.
Flushed it. 235. I'm like, this is god awfully wrong. I was like, there's no chance I just hit a 6 iron that far, which I know for a fact that even on my greatest day, flushing the ball with perfect position and everything like that, I couldn't hit a 6 iron that far. But like, you know, played pretty well.
What do they use? Do you know? Is it a TrackMan?
It is not TrackMan. I can't remember what brand they have at
Foresight. X-Golf. I think it's another big. I'm trying to think of commercial ones.
Yeah, it might be one of those.
Foresight, TrackMan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But, I mean, it was good. It was good to actually swing and hit real balls. Yeah. I've been hitting the foam balls a lot. And
not the same.
Just rolling putts and swinging the swing stick and or the click stick in the weight room. So with the strike pad. So shout out to our friend Schwartz that bought, you know, a bunch of strike pads for the golf unit in high school that I now use in the weight room. But it was
foam ball. Yeah. I don't know. Would the foam ball read on a launch monitor? Like if you got it,
I don't think so. It would probably like mess up like
a weird spin.
Your spin rate and everything like that would be your smash factor would go off. I'm sure. But yeah, I think it would probably screw it up. More so like I've tried to get out, just haven't worked out with the schedule and whatnot. And like things have popped up.
And the weather, I mean, being getting dark at 5 o'clock, I mean, I guess we're going on the right side now, of moving up to more daylight and everything, but it's just cold and that this is your busy time of the year as well too.
I know.
But yeah, so we're going to talk. We're going to talk some Christmas. We're going to talk some traditions that we've got and maybe your family, my family. But I did see something really great today that was awesome. We're 100 days away from the Masters. So definitely moving into the right direction and everything as well too. So, but before we get to our Christmas, our traditions and what we want to talk about, make sure to check out our pro shop that we have got live and we are rolling. If you want to look good, feel good, play good on the golf course, we've got that stuff for you. Check us out at fairwayfitgolf.com. Click on our pro shop. We've got weight room apparel. We've got hats, bags, accessories, polos, pullovers. We got a player's jacket that you may need right now with all the cold weather. So make sure to check us out. Got a lot of good discounts and deals going on. Stuff's about to change. So, you know, when this actually comes out, maybe it'll be some new deals for you. But check us out. That way we're getting ready for the spring and ready for golf season. But traditions. Obviously, we both have celebrated the holidays. We're in between. We're getting ready for New Year's Eve tonight. What are some big North Heart Christmas traditions that you got?
We're still a family that opens one gift at a time.
Oh, we do too. We do too.
You gotta alternate. You gotta rotate through. You can't just like, you know, come down and rip open every single present. Yeah. And then like, it's not like everybody, I mean, the kids basically have like 5 Christmases because they not only open up their gifts, but then they'll open up the gifts that me and Laura give each other. And then they'll open up gifts from grandma and grandma. And then Uncle Matt, and then Cousin Christy came down and brought like a fifth one. I mean, luckily we are looking to move in the spring because I don't know where we're going to put all of this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, as they get older, their toys just get bigger and there's more of them because everyone wants to give you stuff when you're little. And we've gone through all that. I mean, hell, we've given you quite a bit of stuff as the way is, but we have the same thing. I've had some weird ones. I have, when my wife and I started dating and I did the Christmas at their house, you actually had to fold up your paper afterwards and give it to her dad, my father-in-law now. And then they would go into the wood burning stove because they couldn't
crumble it up.
No. Had to be folded nice and neat and handed over. Long time ago, I had a girlfriend that they would reuse paper. That was weird.
If you ripped it, it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was like a deal breaker.
It was a deal breaker. But we are the same way. So we do gifts a little bit different. Obviously, with the three kids, they each get their own wrapping paper.
We do that too.
And what happens is we give them a kind of like a scavenger hunt with clues throughout the house to go figure out whose paper is whose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's only like 3-4 questions. Don't think it's not like it's a 2-hour thing.
It's an amazing race around
a little bit, just to slow them down. The Easter Bunny does the same thing.
Do they have to like do a challenge of some sort?
Not a challenge, more just mental. Yeah. Like.
Well, I mean, here's a thought for next year. Now that you got the sim, well, I mean,
yeah,
maybe next year it's like go to the garage where you can play, and then like hit the ball within 5 feet from 100 yards.
We would go swing speed. We just got the best swing speed. but yeah, so we do that. Of course, that's after Santa's, because when we come down, Santa doesn't wrap gifts. So the stockings and Santa's gifts are there. They enjoy those. And then we figure out from there. So kind of just.
Oh, so you have gifts from mom and dad.
We try to extend the day out. Yeah. These are all from us. Santa, you know,
we're still in awe from Santa. Cause I mean, with Brody being 3 now and being full of piss and vinegar pretty much. Mm-hmm. I made multiple calls in the last week and a half to Santa Claus with him like screaming like,
no, don't do it. Don't do it.
And I'm like, I'm calling him.
You know, you can go in there and like it you can put his name. And so he,
oh yeah. Yeah. And I can get a video from it, but it was 9 o'clock at night and I didn't feel like doing it. So I just, just pick up the phone and be like, yeah, Santa, Brody's doing it again.
Yeah. We had a scare a couple of weeks ago, we're still in the doubt stages. We think one way for one of them, the two know, and one doesn't. But we don't talk about it, so we're just going to move on to the next one. But another big tradition that we do in our house is the night before. We always try to have Christmas at home. Christmas morning is at our house.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve is at my mom's. That is her family tradition that's been forever. We usually meet with my dad, who comes up maybe a couple days before that. I think it was one day before that. And then Christmas dinner time, we go to Courtney's dad. So that's one thing. So then Christmas Eve when we're home, usually after church, we come home and then I do read the night before Christmas. And that is something that, I don't know, it was never really done in our house, but it was something that I always wanted to do and have that with the kids. And even at they're getting older, they all get the Christmas PJs on, and it's still.
Are you guys a matching PJ family?
Yeah. Well, we've had that before. We didn't do it this year.
I'm so against it. Laura would love it if I was all for it and we all got matching PJs, but I am so against.
I know the kids have matched before, and they maybe might. Just like the flannel bottoms that I have and just a shirt or whatever. I don't know.
A fairway shirt.
Normally, since that's like, Courtney does joke, that's my uniform. I don't wear a uniform to school. I was like, I just wear the same 5 shirts that I own pretty much that match. So, but other than that, I mean, I guess in the last 10 years, I think six or seven of the years that, we tend to get sick during the holidays. I don't know when I say that's a good tradition, but we were pretty beat up, all of us, at one time or the other this year. And I don't know, but it's just, you kind of have a break, your body breaks down. Maybe you get something on the last couple of days being in the school system. But that was
those parents sending the kids sick so that they know pretty that much. Like, oh, I'm going to have to keep them home for 2 weeks. Pretty much. They're at least going the last 3 days.
Pretty much. They do all that stuff. So
we do similar. We spread out Christmas. We always do like my wife's father's side of the family always does a big Christmas party. And I remember my first time going there, I met like 55 people because he's a huge family. So basically this year it was on Christmas Eve. We went over to great grandma's house and had, you know, dinner and the gift exchange and or whatever, the one where you like get to steal it and stuff.
Is yeah, we did the white elephant this year with my dad.
And then got home late that night, put him to bed. And then Christmas morning, I think I got up and worked out at like 4:30. And Elise was already in my bed, like telling my wife, like, can we go out? we made her wait until like, I think six. And then she went and woke her brother up, who didn't want to be woken up at that point, but presents were made. And then we ended up doing Christmas dinner at our house and had everybody come over. Usually we'll go over to her her parents' house on like Christmas Day for dinner and stuff. But since my mom came into town, we had everybody over here. Nice. So, but then we went to Winterfest the next night and down at Nats Park. And dude, we've been busy. We've been killing them.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, the traditions are great. Speaking of traditions, you know, someone is one we always talk about. And I know we always talk about how similar we are, but we have these weird differences. What about Christmas dinner? What is the Christmas dinner?
I was just about
tradition?
To ask you, what we don't have a tradition other than it's usually like since I've been young, this was my family tradition. We always had ham, but then Laura's family does it as well. So we had ham and then we made some butternut squash. We made
you go all out.
Green beans that were like with like toasted almonds and stuff like that in them, and shallots. Made some scalloped potatoes. Don't worry about it. They were Costco bought. I just heated them up and put them in. I just heated them up and put them in a dish to make it look like we made them. We made a punch of some sort. Laura did, and then I kind of spiked mine with some champagne. It was actually pretty good.
There you go.
But you know, we sat around and chilled and hung out, and kids opened up presents and played with them. And
I mean, obviously, with multiple Christmas events, it's hard to have like one true tradition. And so my mom's, I guess, is more like the bigger meal that we always tend to go to. And I don't know. I feel like the last few years it's been chicken parm.
We did chicken parm 2 years ago.
Yeah. So
I made it from scratch. And that's when I said, I'm not doing that again. Cause it takes like hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my mom's, husband is the big cook and he does a really good job. So we always, you know, all our big meals are over there, but you know, I know my father-in-law does a ham and then we do all the sides for Christmas dinner. And I think it kind of rotates a little bit with him, but I don't know. I feel like chicken parm has always been on the menu, which I thought would be a little weird. That's not your average.
Chicken parm's a solid meal.
I mean, it is. And then I always.
You ever been to Maggiano's and gotten the chicken parm there, the family style? That's new.
Yeah. And then the big one with daddy, he likes just to order pizza. Like he takes the easy way out. And
you should just go Chinese food. Isn't that like an American
rah, 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 rah. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. With the duck, with the still the head.
Yeah, there, exactly. So.
And it's always good. I always think Christmas dinner, people always get all into it and everything. Well, it's almost like Thanksgiving too. And it is a lot of food over a couple of days, but
it is.
Try to stay active at least throughout and burn some stuff off. So, but yeah, let's talk about any major golf items did you receive from Santa this year?
Not items. I got gifted money towards our Pinehurst trip, which is just as good. I actually, at one point in time, I told people, I was like, if whatever you want to spend on me, like, don't worry about it. I'll just if you want to give me cash, it'll pay for towards my pine nurse trip. That's fine. But no, I got a new kind of windbreaker wind jacket, like a rain jacket from, my in-laws that, I think has been on like my Christmas list for like a year or two. It's a Johnny O, one. It's actually pretty expensive. I didn't expect to get it, but, it's all white. So it was one of those things where I was
white on the golf course. I tell you,
well,
what,
I wanted so something dirty. That I can,
it'll be brown before you know it.
Nah, it stores in itself. It literally has a pouch that you fold it into itself and zip it up. So it goes easily in my bag and I can always have it whenever I'm playing and I don't have to worry if like I'm wearing blue or black or whatever. And I'm good to go. So I got that. But other than that, I mean, really, I don't think he got anything else golf related.
Yeah, my little guy made out quite a bit. He was able to up his some equipment. He got a driver that I got. It's a used purchased, but for him growing, it's like he's in the youth clubs, and then it's the next junior one before he goes to like adult size. So. It is a little big. We played on Monday with it and it's still a little long for him, a little heavy. So he'll still play his right now, but it is the next one. When he hits it, you know, obviously he hits it pretty well still. Still trying to add distance, but he also, putter wise, we did give his lab putter back to his uncle, which was rightfully, that was kind of his Christmas present.
With a single tear down his
back. We wrapped it up. He gave it back to him. And then he got a spider putter, actually the red spider putter, which
he loves red. He loves red.
Our baseball team is all green when we look out there, except for Tyler's cleats, batting gloves, his glove is red.
He looks like the Grinch out there.
he loves to have the splash of red. But he rolled it really well on Monday. And obviously, anytime you get a new putter, it's a lot of confidence and different things. So he really enjoyed that. My gift is pretty crazy, and we kind of talked about it. I kind of converted my garage into a hitting net, a little hitting bay. It's not a full golf simulator by any means. It is kind of an inexpensive launch monitor, the Rapsodo MML Pro 2, I believe. It's got a lot of titles, but it's been awesome in there. So as much as I have not been able to get outside, I do probably hit a golf ball 5 days a week. I'm
pretty solid.
Full swings. I mean, I take full swings in there, driver and everything.
Have you hit driver in there yet?
Yeah, I get a driver in there. And no, nothing's in the way, not even comes close. No, like, you don't
did
feel
you move
like
those lights close. We were talking about?
Didn't even need to.
No, really?
I did slide over a little bit, but I did that more just because I've been cleaning it out. I've slid over about a foot from from the lockers. So I'm a little bit further that way. You know, had a huge addition, got a 75-inch touchscreen out there now. Thanks to Anthony, friend of the show, who is a Facebook Marketplace connoisseur. Guru. I mean, we got two TVs for about $600, 70-plus-inch touchscreen. So actually was over at his place working on his.
They probably fell off a truck coming from a school or something.
They didn't, but yeah, I mean, going over there, it was like, dude, who did you talk to about these? But now they're awesome. And
heard banjos in the background or something.
But they're awesome. Their quality of TV. I mean, I told the wife it probably should be inside, but you know, we do have big plans of hopefully putting something together that will obviously just move into that space. But it's been a lot of fun. You can play golf courses on it. I will tell you, I do more of the target range stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. You can set like 90 to 125 yards and it'll give you like three or four targets. And I set it where I hit five shots per each target and then just kind of keep jumping around target there. So trying to work a lot on like wedge distances and just trying to nail that down. I've holed out twice, once from about 85 yards, once from about 150, 160 yards. I think I sent you that one. So they weren't technically hole in ones, but you know, because I was hitting quite a few shots, obviously, to those yardages. But you can play golf courses, too. I mean, I have 30,000 golf courses that I can play. It's not like a TrackMan or the GS Pro 5 quality. It is, it's the golf course for sure, but it's not like you have the houses or anything around it. So it was kind of funny. I don't know. We had it for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And I come home and the wife and my oldest are out there playing, which is awesome. Like, that's exactly what we wanted, right? Little things that we can do here. And I'm like, oh, really? What course are you playing? Oh, we're playing Stoneleigh. I was like, I go, really? If we just spent like a whole Christmas on this and you decided to play the course we're a member to, like, and they're like, oh, we didn't think about that.
you gotta practice where you play.
So cool thing is, it is the holes. Like, it's the holes. The brick walls and all the stone walls, they're kind of like, they're not great detail. Like, one of them's a creek, even though it's a wall. And so it's like little things like that. But like, when you look at the screen, it's a hole. And, you know, again, we're not hitting into picture. We're not hitting into a white screen.
You're hitting into space.
I'm hitting into a net, and then I'm looking at the TV to see how the ball goes. So I can tell when I get over to the golf course, like, at least my distances have gotten a little better. I mean, obviously a 75-yard flat shot into a simulator is not a 75-yard shot at the golf course. I mean, I'm trying to carry a distance where if I have a 75-yard, you know, you're trying to hit it 65 and downhill wind and all that stuff. So at least I'm getting my points on my body, like the clock system kind of is trying to check in. And so that was, I mean, obviously that's the focus. The big part is for the kids to play and do everything. And the wife she gets out there quite a bit, but she's still, with all her health stuff, it's still a little bit up in the air. So, yeah, that was my big one. It's been a lot of fun. It is not a simulator. It's not. I can actually take my machine. I actually bring it into the house every night. I don't leave it out there.
Yeah.
So I can, but I could take this to the golf course and hit on.
Yeah,
on
and sit range. Right, sit it right so, behind you, right?
So there's a lot of positives, I think, in the future. That's it's really nice that I can do. The only thing I can't do, it's not one that like I can play a round of golf with and like just keep putting it behind me or next to me.
And kind of record your entire round.
Well, not just the entire like, and get numbers, like get data,
your spin rates,
right? Because you have to like sync it every time you move it to where the contact point is. So it's not like a, I don't know. I think those are called foresights or the ones that you carry. Like, you see people carry and they have that little tower either next to them or behind them. I actually think TrackMan has a portable one now that is obviously way out of our price range. But, so that's the only thing that I, not that I would do that, but I don't even have that capability. So it's been a good step in the right direction. We've enjoyed it. You know, got to have you out. I know you've seen it, but we didn't hit balls that day. So got to have you come out and give it a whirl. And, you know, I got the fridge out there and we got a little workout space out there too. So it has been, it's kind of like our little performance center for the family and everything. So been a lot of fun. So
the BPC.
Well, I just call it Fairway Fit Performance. It makes the most sense.
Yeah.
We do own that name. So
that's true. That's true. You can
last Christmas tradition question, more or less maybe your ranking, favorite Christmas movie.
Ooh.
It's a tough one. You can do, I have three that I kind of would work in there. I don't know if I could,
I mean,
a one.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation it's got to be up in that top three. I would say that I'm a big fan of Grinch.
Yeah.
Just because the kids are, and we watched it probably like 20 times this December.
Jim Carrey Grinch?
No, they do the new one.
Oh, the
I'm more of a fan of the Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is
like,
good.
They do like the
Jim Carrey Christmas one too, which is like really good as well.
And then I'm gonna have to go with Elf. That's fun.
I think Elf is everybody's of the new modern movies.
Yeah,
but I feel like they're wearing it out a little bit. Like, it is on all. I mean, I know Christmas Story, and I'm going to put Christmas Story in my top three.
Christmas Story is definitely in
Red Ryder BB Gun. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. And I know it's played for 24 hours, but I don't feel like I see it all month up to the 24 hours.
Right.
And then I know they were doing Elf for 24 hours. I don't know if they still do that as well, too. So that's another one. I got those are definitely my favorites.
They had Elf on at Winterfest on the big screen at Matt Stadium.
Can't go wrong there. I can't say I get into the new ones. We've seen the Red One. That one was a little...
Red One's wasn't terrible. It's okay. Yeah.
But it's not going to enter my... It's not going to be National Lampoon's. No. It's not going to be the Christmas Story.
National Lampoon's has got to be the number one.
Grinch is definitely up there as well, too. But that was always a good one to talk about. Home Alone would be maybe an alternate.
Die Hard.
Well, Die Hard's not really a Christmas one, but I know people think it is because it took place around Christmas. And that's the one the little guy always said, can we watch Die Hard?
And then you can always watch any, is it Lifetime or Hallmark? Hallmark holiday movie. And you can pretty much know the movie from start to finish how it's going to end.
I think we talked about that on one of our episodes this year.
We did
a Hallmark
bingo. I think Laura watched about 18 of them.
Yeah, we did Hallmark bingo. Like everyone gets a bingo sheet and you can check off when that moment happens. It's like kissing under mistletoe at, you know, hidden, you know, they don't know each other. They don't like each other. And all of a sudden they fall in love type.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last part of the show here before we get going. I have a golf report card, something I found on a social media post. We're going to give ourselves a score, you know, obviously being in the school system, being teachers. We're going to give ourselves a report card on where we are as of now in our golf careers. It's not just 2025. It is our golf career. So I got it set. I'm going to try to do my best here. I got my pencil. I got my paper. I'm going to move over here because I'm right-handed and to make sure that I can write down our score, and we'll see who is going to be the highest. All right.
So who's the valedictorian of Fairway Fit?
So we got 20 things. We get 5 points per. Obviously, we can get a perfect score, which I will tell you right now, we will not just by the first one. So in our golf report card, again, what have we accomplished in our career? The first one is a hole in one.
Zippy.
You guys watch a video today. Bryson DeChambeau had a breaking 50. And I'm pretty sure he said he has one hole-in-one in his career. And he was playing with Miles Russell, who's the number one amateur in the world right now. And that kid had seven or eight. Yeah, that's crazy. Like Bryson, who is so, you know.
I think RP has four.
Really? I mean, I want one. Don't get me wrong. They'll be great when it happens. I don't consider that making me a good golfer if I have a hole. So.
Yeah.
So right now we're 0-1. All right. I get you here on this one. Number two, played the old course.
Zippy.
So I will take the early lead.
Does it count if I went to renditions and played two holes? Played the old course.
No, it doesn't. Because when we go, it's going to be something else. All right. Number three, played in a golf league.
Yes.
All right. You got me there. I have actually never played in a golf league before.
Me and Ernie did for a
couple years, right?
3 years.
Yeah.
And then I was a sub for another two.
Definitely something I want to do. Right now, obviously, with the kids.
Tuesday night league.
Yeah. Men's league. I mean, it could be anything. Obviously, with the kids, it makes it a little bit difficult with everything that's going on. So, all right. Number four, broke 80.
Yes.
We have both broken 80. All right, number five.
You more. It's not like you get 5 points for every time you did it right.
So let's 5 points.
Let's say that might be a difference maker there.
Played as a single digit handicap.
No.
I wasn't sure on that one because I didn't know like if that went more like the course puts you at a 9 or an 8 or something like that. So
I never got low enough to have like. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I did like a red tee challenge when I was like a 11.
It's funny you say
11,
that. It's funny you say
did
that.
Did not drop you?
Didn't drop me at all. I shot 2 under and it didn't drop me. It wasn't, it was like my.
But what was your handicap from the reds?
I don't know. I didn't actually.
That's what I mean. I might have played like if I was at like a 10-7 or 10-9. and it dropped me down to a 9. I don't know.
Too many question marks there. So,
but no, I'm going to say no.
So as of right now, out of the first 5 questions, I have 3 of them and you have 2.
Oh, so you're saying there's a chance.
We're right there. So attended a Ryder Cup?
No.
It's on the list, but not when tickets are $900 a day.
Yeah, it's tough.
Now, this one, I wasn't sure with you, but played golf overseas.
No.
Yeah. And I don't really consider like the South America or the Caribbean overseas. That wouldn't be overseas, yeah. Right? That's...
Laura didn't really want me taking my clubs on our honeymoon, so. Even though I had access to like 2 awesome courses when we were down in Puerto Vallarta. And I was like,
yeah, but I don't, is that, would you consider that overseas? That's what I'm saying.
It's out of the country.
See, I would say, oh, yeah, but okay, you mean
like, oh, yeah, I've never jumped over the pond. Yeah, no, I haven't played over there.
When I've you said it, that was my initial, but I played in Aruba. That would be the only where south I played. All right. So, okay. Here's one. Saw Tiger in person in his prime. Or I guess anytime. Saw him play golf in his person.
No.
You never did?
Nope.
I saw him.
Unfortunately not.
I saw him at the...
I think when he played at Congressional and Matt got tickets through the show, like
his tournament, basically. When it was at
Congressional. Yeah, when it was at Congressional. And this is probably, I want to say 2011 or 12. Yeah. I couldn't go because I had to take kids to the wrestling tournament.
I'm telling you, that wrestling's getting in your way. You need to knock that stuff off. So I saw him at Quail Hollow.
But it would have been fine. It would have just been me babysitting RP all the time. Because I think I do remember that day getting a picture from Matt of RP sleeping on a couch inside Congressional.
Nice. I saw him at Quail Hollow back about a year and a half I lived in Charlotte. I don't think I saw him when I went to the US Open. I don't remember seeing him, but I remember then because he was an arm's length from me. Like I was right off the green and he was right. I could have touched him. I think it may have been a little bit inappropriate, but I could have reached out there and grabbed him. So, all right. So number 8, number 9 had an albatross.
Ooh. No.
I haven't had
an albatross.
I'm a no as well.
I've come close. I've had tapping.
I've had like tapping eagles.
Yeah. But no, never had an albatross.
Same here. All right. So number 10 puts us halfway, and I think this is both a no. Played Pebble Beach.
No.
So yeah, I'm a no as well too. So I picked up 2 more on you in that section.
But friend of the show Nick that lives out in Torrey Pines.
Told me that
basically he gets to play Torrey Pines for $35 because he has a resident card.
I'm in.
I told him, I said, well, I was like, maybe I'll just fly out there and you can slide me one of those resident cards. He was like, I'll probably get you on. I was like, okay.
I mean, I've been book it. I'm in. Let's go. I would do that. At Spyglass Hill would be one that would just be.
Yeah.
I see that one all the time. If you're out that way,
you might as well.
Well, they're all the same. Spyglass is part of Pebble.
Yeah.
I might as well make the trip
and pay the $500 or whatever it is to play Pebble.
Yeah. We'd have to figure it out.
It might be even bigger now. Hopefully we have like $650, $700.
Hopefully we have a hookup by then. All right. Attended a U.S. Open.
No.
Okay. I do have that one. That is probably... I think I've told you this story before.
I have a T-shirt from the U.S. Wrestling Open.
my greatest golf weekend, or my really sport weekend, it was a birthday present with my brother and I on Father's Day. We went to the U.S. Open at Congressional down the street here. And then that was a Sunday. We were there for Sunday. On Monday.
Was there a race? Was there a race for the U.S. Open, or was somebody running away?
McIlroy ran away with it.
Gotcha.
I remember seeing him on that par 3, which I think is number 10, but they were playing it as a different number, and like sitting there watching him. I think that was 17, and then he comes back on 18. But yeah, he was up like I want to say 5 or 6 shots at the time. So
gotcha.
It was not a race, but yeah, my brother and I were there. And then on Tuesday morning for my wife's birthday, we flew to Boston to catch a Red Sox game that night. So Tuesday we flew up, walked around Boston, did a tour of Fenway Park. It was incredible that night. And then we ended up flying back home like Wednesday afternoon. So that was a pretty good little stretch, solid. 3 or 4 day stretch. And that was her plan for her birthday. She wanted, so did turn that one down. All right. So number 12, won a club championship.
No, I'm not a member of a club,
nor have I played anyone. So
to go back to best sports weekend, I will say this, judging by like, that was Courtney's plan. My wife, when we flew out to Austin for a wedding of one of my wrestlers, I remember we flew out and I think we got in there Friday morning and she was like, you know what? She was like, let's go watch Texas high school football tonight. And we found basically like 35 minutes. We had a rental car, 35 minutes outside of Austin. There was the number one ranked team in the state playing and got to experience like the gigantic football stadium in Texas. And then basically it was where, I can't remember. It was so many years ago. I can't even remember the team we saw, but I looked them up and they had a laundry list of all the NFL guys that have come out of there. So we went there Friday night. We get back to the hotel Friday night and she's like, I just looked it up. UT's playing tomorrow at home.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like that at like a noon game and we don't have to leave for the wedding until 5. She was like, why don't we go there? So we bought tickets and went and saw Bevo and saw the whole, Texas stadium, stuff like that. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. We got to two solid Texas football games in about 24 hours.
That's a Texas sport weekend right there for you. So, all right, club championship. We both were obviously a no on that one. All right. Here's one. I think we can, we're going to have to skew a little bit. So
the goal is someday I'm a member at Stoneleigh and we're playing each other in the club championship. Cool. And I'm still going to ask you to give me strokes.
We got a long way to go to do that. I've played with the club champion there. We got a long way to go. So, beating your age.
On 9?
Well, so I think at our age, we have to say in 9 holes for the mere fact that we're not going to shoot in the 40s.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot 43. And
so I'm going to go out and I'm going to give us both that one.
Yes, I have.
Being our age. More recently, that's for sure.
Yeah, this year for sure.
All right, 14, back-to-back birdies. Your whole career.
I don't know if I ever
got
had
to.
I mean, I've had strings of holes where I've had like 2 birdies or 3 birdies and 5 holes, but we won't talk about the other 2. but I don't know
got
if I've
to.
Ever back.
No way.
I don't know if I've ever back to back. Actually, no. Yes, I have. Okay. I birdied at South Riding. I've birdied 10 and birdied 11.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would just.
Par 5 and a par, like a straightaway
it's
par 5.
One of those, maybe like,
par
3, you hit one close and then you do a par 5. And then the triple on the next hole just erases everything.
And that's pretty much how it was at that point. I thought I had like a lights out back 9 starting and then wheels fell off.
All right. Another one, I'm going to say we both have that. Played a round without a bogey.
I mean, I've had pars and doubles. Does that count?
I think we'd have to think long and hard.
I've never played a round of golf without a bogey.
I'm going to say no as well too. All right, so through 15 now, I picked another one up on you. I had 3 of those last 5, and you had 2 of those last 5. So you're at 4. Trying to get you in that positive one, and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So got you by a little bit. All right, so 5 more. You need to finish strong. Attended the Masters.
Jack gets 2 this year though.
I can't get in the lottery at all. So,
well, I mean, you can get in. It's just you're not going to win it.
I haven't won the lottery. Put it that way. I can get in. I haven't won the lottery. All right. So next one.
If I win the real lottery, I'm buying tickets.
Played with a tour pro.
Does it count that I've played with Steve?
Yeah. So that would be mine as well too. but he wasn't really on tour. So I guess many tours, but I think this would be more of a PGA Tour pro.
No, never played with one. Played at a PGA course, obviously.
Yeah. So I'm,
never with a tour pro.
I think that's something we can need to work that one in.
Maybe I can just make, I can write in to make a wish.
Make a wish. All right. Zero lost balls in a round.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I have before.
Yeah.
Not this year. even on my 78, I think I lost one ball.
All right. So on, we're at number 19 now, a 300 plus yard drive.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet those too. A lot of wind, a lot of sprinkler heads, but I got there.
Wind in my back and downhill line.
Downhill. All right. And then a last one, a round with no three putts.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Yes. Well too. Yes, I have. It was the major at Locust Hill, I think.
There you go. Yeah. It didn't have to be this year, just in career. I definitely would say yes. All right. So here we go. Let's do the math. 3, 4, 5, 6. Greg, struggling a little bit.
Well, I haven't been to many. I mean, come on now. US Open, gone over the pond.
All right. So if we look at our scores, we both are still failing. We're even failing in the new grading scale, because I do remind my kids how when we were in school, a 93 was a B+, not an A.
Yep.
You know, an 85 was a C, and that just blows their mind. So we're still failing. You came in at a 35. You had 7 correct out of the 20, or you achieved 7 out of the 20. And I came in at a 55. I had an 11. Obviously, out of the 20.
So you're saying I need remediation and possibly an IEP?
I think we both do. But the best thing about it, we have retakes, just like our school system that allows retakes. So we can't get 100 on our retake, but we can at least improve. I think it's to an 80 now, right? Or 70, maybe. I don't even know the actual policy. So all it tells me is that we have room to improve, right?
Yeah,
we definitely can knock a couple of these out, maybe even knock out a couple of these this year.
Masters one's going to be the most difficult one to get.
Tiger in his prime.
Tiger's in his prime.
You lost that one. Yeah, the Masters is one. I think the Open is doable. I mean, obviously, if we want to pay the money at Pebble Beach and stuff like that.
Can you count a hole in one and a par three as double, a hole in one and an albatross?
I mean, I'm okay with that.
I mean,
but it's not an albatross, it's an eagle. It's 2 under.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It would be a hole out on a. No, it'd have to be. It's a hole.
It'd be a hole in one on a par four. Hole in one on a par four.
Hole in one on a par four. Yeah, I knew it. I knew that's somehow in the math it worked out.
Will, that's Will's only hole in one.
On a par four?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What is the other one? Playing a league. I can definitely catch you on that one. Attend the Ryder Cup. We don't have the money. Played overseas. That's coming in the future. Beat our age. Whew. It's going to get harder as we get older. Back-to-back birdies. I think we both have that one.
Yeah.
Play with Tour Pro. I think that's the one. Maybe that's the one we shoot for, checking off our list this year. But yeah, so obviously room for improvement. But Greg, hope holidays. Hope the family's doing well. Hope everybody's feeling a little bit better. I know we're coming off ours as well too. But look forward to 2026 with you. I hope everybody has a great new year. Again, check us out. Check our pro shop out, as we have a ton of things for you to help you look good, feel good, and play good on and off the golf course. But until we come back, we'll see everybody then.